This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's great to have you with us, and we head back to Johannesburg in South Africa to catch up with our next guest, Yulali Khosh. Yulali, welcome back onto the podcast.
Thanks, Brad. Nice to be back.
Excellent. Yulali, last time we spoke about your swim, and you said one of the ways you reward yourself with a swim is saying that you have to finish this, and then you get to do the stuff you love, which is biking and running. Which one do you love more, the bike or the run?
I must say the run, I think, because I'm so good at it. But I love riding my bike as well. There's nothing better than that feeling of the wind in your hair or through your helmet.
You said to me in our first chat that you decided to do a cycle race in Joburg, which is known as the 947. It's the second biggest time cycling event in the world. And did it come pretty easy to you? You sound like you just picked up a bike and went, hey, this is pretty cool. I dig this.
Yes. Brad, I picked up a bike the month before the cycle race. So the cycle race is always in November. The October, I actually got a bike and decided I'm riding 90Ks, and it came so easily. People were surprised by the time I did it in, and it was just, I just loved it from the start. I must be honest, my bike handling skills was not the best, but you quickly learn in the 90Ks how to open an energy bar with one hand if you're really hungry. So it just came so naturally, and from there, I can be honest with you, I did my first Ironman on a road bike, another time trial bike, because, you know, the sport is expensive. You don't always know if you're going to love it and want to do another Ironman. So my first ever Ironman, I did on a road bike.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's a question that gets asked so often in various forums. I get that via email, people saying, oh, do I need a triathlon or a tri bike? You see it in Facebook groups, you see it on forums. You've done it on both now. You've done it on a road bike, you've done it on a time trial bike. The TT bike obviously makes a big difference. I mean, it's you talk about free speed, it definitely makes a big difference. Are you glad you did that you went the road bike? And then, I mean, how big a difference does it actually make? Do you think you should have done the TT bike first time around?
No, you know what? It really depends on the course. There's actually some Ironman courses out there where they advise you to use a road bike instead of a time trial bike. The PE course is quite flat, and you can pick up some nice speed. So the time trial bike's actually ideal for that. The only thing I found with the road bike is there's so much pressure on your shoulders and your arms get quite tired. Whereas the TT bike, you can sort of rest on your elbows and get more aerodynamic. But I'm actually glad I did it on my road bike the first time, because I signed up for Ironman. I coached myself and I didn't know if I'm going to like it. I thought, you know, I just want to see if I'm good at this distance and how does it feel. And if I hate it, then I don't want to be stuck with this time trial bike that I'm never going to use again.
Talk to me about wrapping your head around 180Ks first time around. I mean, self-coach, so it's a long way. I mean, for someone listening to this who's just starting out in the sport and maybe they've done a sprint, an Olympic, 180Ks is far.
No, it's ridiculous. I mean, I didn't even train to ride 180Ks. And I must be honest, on race day, my parents were tracking me. And I was going okay for the first 90Ks because I was used to that. And then, if you know Ironman PE, it's a two lapper. So starting on my second lap of 90, I was still going fine for the 45 out. but on the 45 back, my time dropped significantly. So after the race finished, my parents actually asked me, did you have a flat tire? What happened? And I said, no, I just got tired, you know. And I just, you know, it's an Ironman. I got tired. It's normal. Because 180 Ks, it's really far if you're not used to it. I think now that I've done 4 Ironmans in total, my body is more used to it. But it's really something, it's muscle memory. Your body has to get used to it at 180 Ks. Otherwise, it's so difficult. So many of the guys that train with me has come to me and said, you know what, we don't know how you do it because we want to do Ironman, but 180 Ks is just so far.
And that last third, Yulali, is also, as much as it's physical and you've got to be fit to be able to do it, it's very much a mental thing to keep pushing when you're tired. Once you hit 120, 130, 140 Ks, how do you deal with the mental side of it in the latter parts of each of the disciplines, particularly the bike and the run?
So I'm lucky. I'm very, very good at motivating myself. So, to focus my mind on the bike, I look at my watch and focus on my nutrition, actually. So let every half an hour, you know, take some nutrition in. And then when I get to that dark space, that around 140, 150 Ks, I tell myself, you know what, you're almost there. It's just a marathon to go. Which is also actually not quite that motivating. But if I think back at my Kona race, I started looking around me and just thinking where you are and what you're doing. And the thing in Hawaii is it's so beautiful. I've seen some of the most beautiful scenery out on that bike course. And you just remind yourself, you know what, you've come this far, you can do another 30 Ks, it's just 30 Ks. And I mean, in my mind, I always tell myself, that's shorter than the 51.50. You know what, it's not even a 51.50 left, so you can do this, you can do this.
I love that. Favorite workout on the bike, what do you thoroughly enjoy doing?
I must say, I love bike sets on my indoor trainer. I've got a coach which is quite creative. So I've got one of these fancy power Wahoo kickers, and he works out these incredible difficult sets for us to do on a bike. And I just love sitting on the bike and doing some of them. They keep your mind busy. So you'll put in some 1 minute sprints, some 30 second sprints, then some hill climbs, 3 minutes at your FTP. You know, mixing it up, and that's some of my favorite sets. Going out on a Saturday riding 160, 170 Ks is not always my favorite thing.
Okay, brilliant. Well, Yulali, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking a little bit about your run next time out and what makes it so strong, but we'll say that for next week. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks. Nice chatting to you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by Double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.